You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show on MTN, the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back to The Steve Gruber Show, continuing on now. And we're going to take a deep dive, if you will, into this whole Russian collusion investigation, Bob Mueller, Donald Trump, and all of the various players, whether it's Peter Strzok or James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Loretta Lynch, Bruce Orr, Nelly Orr, George Papadopoulos. They're all over the place. And they're also a big part of the brand new book, The Russia Hoax, The Illicit Scheme to Clear Hillary Clinton and Frame Donald Trump, written by Greg Jarrett of Fox News. Greg, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Steve.
You look at that cast of characters and all the different things that have gone on. So first of all, I want to start with this. I look at everything that's going on, and you have people on one side telling you that it started with George Papadopoulos talking to an Australian individual from their ambassador's office in London, having a few drinks, and that's where the investigation started. Do I believe that? Do you believe that? Where do we start with this complex story?
No, and I argue in the book, you're right, Steve, that that was simply a cover-up by the FBI. They peddled it to the New York Times, which bought it whole cloth and published a story the last day of 2017 saying that was the trigger for the Trump-Russia collusion investigation. And it wasn't. That makes no common sense, no legal sense. It was a rumor that Russians had some information about Hillary Clinton, and it was based on quadruple hearsay. Now, the truth of the matter was that it was the anti-Trump dossier that was fabricated by a British spy. It was on the payroll of the FBI and on the payroll of the Hillary Clinton campaign and Democrats. And armed with that phony document, and the FBI knew it was fictitious, they used that as a pretext to investigate Trump for the sole purpose of leaking it to the media, damaging his candidacy, and when that failed, they doubled down to try to undo the election results and destroy him, framing him for things he never did.
No, that's interesting, because in the lead-up to the 2016 election, Barack Obama denigrated Donald Trump, saying, you know, there is no, the elections are going to be fine, the elections are not going to be impacted. I think Elizabeth Warren said, Donald Trump, the election will be fine, pull up your big boy pants. I'm paraphrasing a bit. And then suddenly, sometime in the early morning hours of November 9, 2016, their whole attitude changed, because what they thought was going to happen, what they were sure was going to happen, what they had been promised was going to happen, Hillary Clinton winning, didn't happen. And all of a sudden, they're like, what do we do now? And so they put in, didn't Peter Strzok call this the insurance policy?
Right. They assumed Hillary Clinton was going to win. And they had, in fact, obstructed justice by clearing her of a multitude of felonies that she had obviously committed. And that was the first part of the Russia hoax. The insurance policy was, let's launch a dilating investigation of Trump. We'll leak it to the media. It'll hurt him at the polls, and he won't win. And even if he does win, we'll then use it to bring him down and undo the election results, drive him from office, impeach him, etc. So it was quite the illicit scheme, and in my judgment, an illegal scheme, because they never had probable cause. They never had any evidence of crimes, no plausible intelligence to justify a counterintelligence probe. They just invented and exaggerated facts. It was a hoax manufactured by all the people you just named and more at the FBI and the Department of Justice.
And propagated, if you will. I want to go back to one of your former employers, MSNBC. They spent 24 hours a day at some of these networks regurgitating these talking points of Donald Trump has done this, and the connection is here, and every single intelligence agency, 17 strong, believe that these things happened. When you know that's not true, I know that's not true. And so what do you think the media's role in this has been to prop up this story?
Well, the media has been complicit in driving the narrative of Trump-Russia collusion, and they insinuated crime by using a word that connotes a crime, collusion. The truth is, there was never evidence of collusion between Trump and the Russians. Collusion is not even a crime in a political campaign.
Correct.
And there's no evidence of any other relevant crimes. And I go through that in the book. You know, some recently, for example, George Stephanopoulos at ABC said, oh, it's conspiracy to defraud the government. George never actually looked up that statute
exactly.
or the Supreme Court decisions that yeah. said you have to prove things like deceit, dishonesty, and craft and trickery. So all of these other potential felony statutes have no application, as I explain in the book.
All right. We're here with Greg Jarrett, legal and political analyst for Fox News and author of the best-selling book, The Russia Hoax. Let me ask you this. There's this cast of characters, whether it's Hillary Clinton, Peter Strzok, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Loretta Lynch, and this whole list. And just in this past couple of days, John Brennan out there and James Clapper out there, John Brennan having his intelligence clearing, his credentials taken away. And he's screaming, my God, it's because I've said these things. John Brennan is unhinged, if anybody is. James Clapper, who lied to Congress in front of all of us and gets a pass, is unhinged, if anybody is. How key are those two players in all of this?
They played a central role in the Russia hoax. Brennan is, in fact, a serious national security risk. He can't be trusted with classified or top-secret information. He's got a history of leaking. And he is disposed to exploit confidential material for partisan purposes, and that jeopardizes national security. So the president was correct to revoke his security clearance. I identify Brennan in particular as, I call him, the instigator of the Russia hoax. I begin chapter 6 with a detailed account of his corrupt actions, and Clapper was all in as well. He was leaking the phony Trump dossier to the media.
How do we get to the point, Greg, where we can make it easy for the public to connect the dots? Obviously, you've done a tremendous amount of work here. The book is terrific. It tears the lid off a lot of this. It's a bestseller, so some people are reading it. But how do you get to the bottom of all of this? Because the average viewer, the average listener, driving by, they've got things to do. Their kids got to go to school, and they got a lot of other things to do. How do you make it simple for them to say, A, B, C, D, there's the chain, and make it so people understand that it was a frame job. It was a setup. Hillary Clinton got a pass, and Donald Trump got set up in all of this. How do we make it easy?
Well, I hope they read the book, because I lay out, you know, the facts, the evidence, and the law, and I think readers will reach the inexorable conclusion that this was a cesspool of corruption, and indeed the law enforcers became the law breakers. But I think this now requires a grand jury to take a look at the evidence, as I've outlined it in the book, and to decide whether crimes were committed by people like Comey and Strzok and McCabe and a bunch of others, including Brennan and Clapper. You know, this was a cabal of conspirators who decided they wanted Hillary Clinton to be president. They didn't want the swamp to be drained. They were the swamp. And so they conjured out of thin air a fictitious case, which I call the Russia hoax.
And I want to talk about that. I want to touch on exactly that. Greg Jarrett here on the Steve Gruber Show talking about the Russia hoax, the illicit scheme to clear Hillary Clinton and frame Donald Trump.
If you have a friend battling the IRS or a friend fighting over taxes with the Michigan Department of Treasury, I have a friend too, Chris McClatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. He's ready to fight for you. Let's not kid ourselves. Realizing you're up against the IRS or Michigan Department of Treasury will keep you up at night. If you owe more than $10,000, then it's time to get a hold of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Just type in your area code plus tax.com, 517tax.com or 269tax.com or 906tax.com. Get a fresh start today.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhood neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans. A proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service. It's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The traditional light bulb. A groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department.